Well, good morning, everyone. Praise God. We welcome all of you to our Sunday morning service. And praise God for Jesus, for the Holy Ghost, for His goodness, His blessing that flows in our lives. For the Lord has blessed us and He created us for His glory and His honor, that we may walk in that which He created for us. Amen. Amen. God is an awesome God. We bless Him today. Amen. Amen. I'm going to, if it's okay, I'm just going to obey God. That'll be all right. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. What we'll do first, we do thank God for your prayers and your support. And while we were away, we had a great trip. Hallelujah. And thank God for His blessing to be able to go and come without any hurt, harm, or danger that we experienced. But we was able to travel in safety and have a great time together with the Lord, and to be in the mountains. Nothing like it till you do it. Amen. I just learned not to climb too high. Amen. Praise God, let's be driving. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. What we will do, we'll dismiss our children and nursery. And I want you to get your Bible so we can get started. The sooner I get started, the quicker I can get to what I've been told to do. Amen. Get your Bible, open it again to the book of Mark, chapter 11.
The Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, verse 23. This morning, AJ's just paved the way. If you don't know the why, you have no business asking what.
Amen.
Why? When I know why I was created. Why? Why God created me. Amen. Then I need to flow, function, operate in Him. Did you hear what I said? When I get born again, I am placed into His kingdom. Amen. I have His nature. His attributes. I am who He is. Therefore, He gave me instruction in His book of life called the Bible to tell me how to live in harmony, in communion, with a relationship with Him, that all that He has, and all that He have done, all that He have created, you and I get to walk in it now in this life and throughout the life to come. And one translation says, throughout the eternities of eternity. And there's so many things in this natural world, in this world of darkness, bids for our attention and try to distract us and keep us away from our real purpose and to degrade us in thinking that we don't have values. Did you hear what I said? So this morning, I want to talk to you. And as far as I know, I won't be long. I don't know the Holy Spirit do anything different. How much we just going to go with him. So have you got Mark 11:23 yet? So our thoughts, our saying, our subject today, sayings. We're going to talk about sayings. Saying. Amen. All right, let's read it together. Verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. All right? Sayings. You notice Jesus said in that particular verse that whosoever, and that whosoever qualifies anybody. Any of us can be a whosoever. Am I right? If I say what he said and believe in my heart, then I can have everything I say. But you notice he put there whosoever, because everybody's not going to do it. So when the fat hit the fire, no use of crying. Because he's telling you how to live like him. Hello? Amen. So he said, whosoever shall say. Whosoever shall say. And then he said, whosoever shall say to what? This mountain, this problem, this sickness, this disease, this trouble, this darkness, this wicked thing, this ungodly thing, to the devil, to demon, to evil spirits, to whatever comes up, whosoever shall say to this mountain that props itself in your life in front of you or come against you, if you say unto this mountain, remove yourself and be cast into the sea. You know why he said the sea? Because you can throw some stuff in the sea and you can't find it. So you're telling that problem to remove yourself and be cast in the sea, because I do not expect you to show up again. Yeah. But if you choose not to, and then doubt in your heart, then those things will be mountains in your life. And you'll find yourself singing that song that's real dumb to me. I'm climbing up the rough side of the mountain. When he has said, speak to the mountain. Amen. You see, we have a lot of dumb songs recorded have tripped us up and brought frustration and confusion in our lives. And we try to figure it out on our own because we don't know the why. When we understand why God created me, he left me with instruction, information,